This is CliffCentral.com.
Shapukunjani. It's a Wednesday. And you know how we always do right here on CliffCentral.com. The show is called Unleashed, and you hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kagmo, where we just get to hang out every Wednesday and we talk about things that you guys don't want to talk about or the things that you guys shy away from when it comes to relationships. And you know, as usual, I never just hang out by myself. I always bring the best of the best guests that are going to be, and like I should call them co-hosts because they co-host this entire hour with me, and we just sit and we hang out, right? Yeah, and I bring the coolest people every single time. And you know, we always have a nice topic for you guys. So without further ado, I just want to talk about today's topic, right?
Okay.
Ladies, I know it's namakwali, especially black women. This is the one topic that, you know, sometimes asks you the wrong way. And today we're talking about dating outside your race. Dating outside your race. I know I've heard people saying, and people always have a problem with that, you know. Or sometimes you find that when you bring an Indian girl home and you're a black guy, it's just always something that stands out. Mm. And you'll find that you'll have your aunts who will say stuff about your wife or your husband, you know. So let's talk about it. Send me your voice notes. And you know, you guys must just send me your voice notes. And the number is 079-748-2090. And we're going to be talking about that. And my co-host, my guest today, ladies. Can you hear him laughing?
Oh,
you guys already like that laugh. You want to stick around for this man. Don't go away.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Welcome back to the best show and the best hour of your week. The show is called Unleashed. And, you know, we've got our guest today, and we hang out with a man who has done and like almost everything that you can think of. And we're going to take you on a trip around the world. I mean, from the US via Brazil, back to Mzansi. Yeah. You know, this is the man who's done it all and who's explored it all. The music is in the hall. What up, my brother?
I'm good, brother.
I'm not gonna complain.
Sure.
You know, in case you guys are wondering who we're talking about, you know, we're talking about his real name, Umuzi Mtshali. And then it was Chincha.
That's Chincha, yeah.
That's Chincha. Yeah. And then he called himself, you know, the music. But this is a young man who's done it all. And, you know, he's got over 20 years of experience in the music industry. You know, he's a DJ. He's a dad.
Yeah, 20 years doesn't mean I'm that old. But yeah.
What's up, my brother?
I'm good on yourself.
Are you good?
Easy.
Yeah. So, you know, I've said all these things about you.
Yeah.
Is this who you say you are?
Yeah, it's actually correct. 20 years. I started DJing when I was 14.
Yeah.
And if you add 20, I'm sure you can figure out my age. playing at socials, you know, that sort of thing. And then when I became legal, then we went straight for the clubs. I've played for the popular youth station.
Yeah.
I was a resident there for some time.
You can say it. We don't care.
Yeah, for YFM, the Mutso show.
And you then played on Kaya.
Yeah, I've got a show now on Kaya every Saturday. We're traveling the world, doing events around the world, DJing different events, in particular Brazil.
Yeah.
We got quite a close connection with Brazil through the event that we do alongside DJ Kenzero.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that event. Yeah, yeah. But I want to ask, you said you started when you were 14. Were you like, there's this young DJ who won Guanagi?
No, Antonio. Yeah.
DJ Junior.
No.
Were you like one of those? But people are looking at you and saying,
You know, DJ, what's his name again?
I think it's DJ Junior.
DJ Junior.
It is DJ Junior.
DJ Junior is fortunate to have all this equipment.
Yeah, at that age,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I used it was two amps, right, with a tape deck each, right, and then four speakers, two sets per amp.
Yeah.
And then basically the amps would act as a mixer. So I'd take the volume down on the one amp and put the volume up on the other one. Yeah. But, you know, we used to record the music on YFM, the tapes. Yeah.
So here's my question. You know, we had during when Brahiu passed on.
Yeah.
You know, we had musicians coming in and some of the musicians said, you know, you can't call yourself a musician if you've never played an instrument.
Yeah.
Now, would you say the same, or you can't call yourself a DJ if you don't know how to mix a cassette?
No, you know, I think it's not fair to say that if someone who's going to be born next year and then 20 years later they decide to become a DJ, turntables will be obsolete, CDs will be obsolete, and so as cassettes. So to be fair, I wouldn't say you need to have done A, B, C, D. I think to be a DJ, for me, I have more respect for you if you have a genuine love for music.
Yeah.
You can learn how to mix anyway.
And that's the thing. Yeah. What's the next thing? Because it was cassette, it was CDs, vinyls, right? Yeah. And then now it's
USB.
USB.
Yeah.
Where do you think we're going?
Anything that comes up that is smaller than a USB, probably.
That'll be the next thing.
Or it's connected to your phone and you can project the decks on your hand and then you start mixing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it takes away the novelty. I think it's important to have it set up, like either CDJs or turntables.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the crowd can see that you're cooking something there for them, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not so hung up on these new school guys.
No.
If you've got a genuine love for music.
Yeah. And you've got talent.
Yeah. And you've got talent, of course. Yeah. Anyone can pick up top 40 and play it, really.
Yeah. Now, you're a very handsome man. Right? I mean, yeah, you're a looker. You know, you're a handsome man. And I'm sure the ladies are going to look you up and, you know, they're going to say, how do you feel about this thing when women have this resistance against DJs? Like, I'm not dating a DJ. I hate DJs. This reputation that DJs have. What's your take on that?
Look, there is an element of truth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the same with actors
and
artists, musicians, but also you can say the same about very successful businessmen. There's a certain thing about being in an influential position that attracts people naturally.
Power,
precisely, you know. So the stigma or the perception around DJs, you really can't control it much. You'll know more about me once you get to know me.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you're not just a DJ.
Yeah.
There's more to you than just being a DJ.
Yeah.
Talking about that, you're also a musician, you're also a businessman.
Yeah.
You do events.
I do events.
One of the most successful events.
Yeah.
Obrigado. Obrigado. Tell us about that.
Wow, obrigado. I remember I was still working at SAB and I was tired.
Yeah.
I was tired. I mean, sitting at a desk, I mean, I'm a kind of person that's always, you know, I've got ants in my pants all the time.
Yeah.
So sitting there, we're not doing a campaign for this quarter and I'm twiddling my thumbs. I could be in the streets finding something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And my spirit started slowly dying. And also my DJing kind of took a back seat. So I wasn't DJing as much, you know, I wasn't active.
Yeah.
So I felt, no, this is not me. I'm not happy in this space.
Yeah.
So I called up Kenny. I'm like, Kenny, look, I literally said to him, in 6 months' time, I'm resigning. So he didn't believe me at first.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm resigning. So let's start working on a concept. He's like, no, I've got a few concepts that are lying around. Maybe we can take a few and expand on them, you know. And we saw Obrigado, and Obrigado, we expanded on it. The music, the ID, the look and feel, what we're trying to achieve. It's not an event, it's a lifestyle, you know.
Ha-ha.
Yeah. Ha-ha. And subsequently becoming, the reason we're in Brazil, actually, for instance, is we're shooting a documentary. So it's expanding into content as well, online content. So we're not only just an event, it's a lifestyle brand. So then we began in 2014. I resigned in 2014, September. Mm-hmm. December, we did our first event.
Yeah.
We had 80 people.
80?
80,
okay. Well, for white people, that's a good number. You know, white people, they're like, there was 80 people at my house. It was so packed.
Exactly. You know? But the good thing was we were doing something totally different, going against the current.
Yeah.
The music ID in particular. We were playing Brazilian music, Bossa Nova and Samba.
Yeah.
And people hear it. Generally, it's nice to any ear or an untrained ear.
The idea is the concept, yeah. Right? Because these days, I mean, you can have an artist like Questa perform in 4 venues in one night, just in Joburg,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So people are now starting to follow.
Exactly.
Idea. What do you call cultures?
Cultures. Yeah. So we our tagline is traveling without moving. So we wanna take people into a different world.
Yeah, take me through Obrigado. I arrive.
Yeah.
I arrive.
Okay.
What do I see?
As you walk in, obviously the touch, we use a lot of wood. Our bars are wood.
Yeah.
The DJ booth is made out of wood.
Yeah.
So you got that natural feel to it. And then there's plants that we put up all around to somewhat recreate the Brazilian jungle.
Ha-ha.
And then on the floor is AstroTurf, you know,
yeah.
The greenery.
Yeah.
We've got these guys that do pallet furniture for us, also extending that whole wooden theme. And the pillows have got African prints and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got cocktails on offer. We've got a Mexican beer on offer. Mm-hmm. And of course, tequila.
What music is playing?
What's playing in the background is Bossa Nova. Because now, in the afternoon, Bossa Nova is the very slow, sensual sort of Brazilian music.
Oh.
And then when we go into the samba, now you're like, tiki. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the whole journey. You know, we've got South American food, like...
DJs. Do you get guys from Brazil to come in, or do you get guys from, you know?
We started off featuring a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was not a lot of people collect this sort of music.
Okay.
DJs in particular. Yeah. And we didn't want to also constantly repeat.
Yeah.
So we've got them as part of the family.
Okay.
And we use them as and when. But most of the time it's Kenny and I playing.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a 5-hour set each, you know.
You guys are just hogging the space. It's my event.
Well, we're a bit pedantic. The journey is very important for us. What the consumer experiences for us is extremely important. For the different touch points, bar service, the food, as well as the music. You know? So we want you to walk out and say, yo, listen, buddy, next time you need to come to me with me to this event.
Yeah. But now it's grown. It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
Purely out of word of mouth. I mean, our Facebook page only has 1,000 followers, but our event on average is sitting on 500.
But you've played for like over 8,000 people.
Yeah.
In Brazil.
In Brazil. São Paulo. I mean, Rio de Janeiro. Yeah.
How was that?
Yo.
I mean, and I'll say this from an artist's perspective, you know, but I want you to, as a DJ now, how does that 8,000 people?
It was surreal.
Yeah.
I think we're in a trance. We couldn't believe what was going on.
And it's Brazil. And this beautiful woman in bikinis.
And
they're going ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing is we were on the flight there. Yeah. I was asking Kenny, but we can't play Obrigado music in Brazil.
Because
we're selling rice to Chinese.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, let's put together a South African set.
Yeah.
You know, so in the beginning we planned it, but we don't normally plan sets. When we got on that stage, that entire plan went out the window.
And then you played what? South African?
Yeah, South African, but just pure feeling the crowd.
Kwaito,
of course.
Yeah.
The hip-hop, local hip-hop.
Yeah.
A bit of Brenda Fassie, of course. You got to export some of the oldies as well.
Of course.
I mean, Kenny and I were topless at some point. He had a mic. I was on the decks. And then he came on the decks. I was on the mic, getting the crowd going. But you never see that in South Africa. So.
Hey, man, I'm a cheater. You can take...
When in Rome.
Oh, is it when in Rome? I see that in Rome.
That too.
Yeah, okay. When you're in Rome.
Yeah.
I like that. We're going to be talking about our topic today.
Sure.
But mostly I want to touch on this because I think it's also good for you, you know, so that people understand. Because Ronaldo Club, Obrigado, and... We never get to understand these things, you know.
No
doubt. But there's some of the questions that I wanted to ask you, actually, just to move away from this.
Yeah.
Which, you know, ladies want to know.
Yeah.
Because they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you the type of man that goes for what he likes, or are you a mama, show me the sign type of guy?
I prefer what I like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You in a relationship?
Yes.
Ladies want to know.
No names.
But yeah, you can say you are topless in Brazil, but you, no names.
No. Yeah. She's a very private person as well. I think saying that she's in my life, I think that'll suffice.
Yeah. No, I'm just getting the questions from the people. They want to know whether you are in or not.
Okay.
Okay. And then here's another question for you. How does a lady get your attention? My producer asked me to ask you this.
Okay, I think looks is like a general thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But every guy has their own taste.
So clearly your person is a looker. Because this is your attention.
You have to wake up in the morning, look at them and smile, don't you? but I think what...
Sometimes you're forced to smile. You're like, "Ay, let me just smile." No. Because this person's smiling. What am I going to do? Let me smile back. Right? You ever had that moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got two kids, right?
I got two kids.
So you know the aftermath.
No. Oh. But I'm happy when I wake up. But I'm saying, have you ever had a moment in your life? Not now.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, we're talking maybe even past. You go high school, right?
Yeah.
Which high school did you go to?
I went to Sacred Heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Why does everybody react the same way?
So, go Sacred Heart. Go Sacred. You've never had a moment where you wake up and you're like, "Oh, I got a smile." You never had that?
Yeah, it has happened.
In Tesher, it's happened, right?
Yep.
Until you found the one.
Yeah.
Nazo. So, you're still answering.
I guess once I get to know the lady, music for me, it seems to just win me over. If you got a great appreciation for music, because music is very much a part of my life. I mean, when I get home, there's music playing. When I'm in the car, there's music playing. Music. And then the personality comes in, I guess.
Yeah.
That would be second in line. So music first, personality second.
So she got to be, listen up, ladies, listen up, right? She's got to be a looker.
Yeah.
She's got to appreciate music.
Yes.
And broad music.
Broad music. Yeah.
From jazz to ing to ing. Sing mutwa hololo fell.
Yeah.
Right?
You can like hololo, but.
Yeah, but not just be hololo, hololo,
exactly,
hololo. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're playing, or Sade, and you're like, chincha, nkalu chinchela.
Yes,
then you're like, "Oh, okay, turn off." And then personality.
Personality, yeah.
All right, we are hanging out with The Music. He's a music producer. He's a businessman. He does events. He's a DJ. He's all in one, right?
Yes, sir.
And Kimutuamut. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking about our topic for today is dating outside your race. Send us your voice notes. You know the number, 079-748-2090. Right after this.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe. Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe.
If you're wondering why I'm going shinka dang gang 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 gang, because we are hanging out with DJ music producer The Music, Kamala Kumuzi, and he's brought South Africa. Well, you brought Brazil to South Africa, right? And but you've also traveled the world.
Yes.
You got a thing for Portuguese woman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You hang out with me, aka Kakmo, and the show is called Unleashed. And this is where we talk about things that you guys don't want to talk about in your relationships, right? Mm. And today we're talking about dating outside your race, right? Which is something that sometimes it just stands out, right, for people.
It does, especially in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated outside your race?
Yes.
Yeah? How did you find that?
I'm currently dating outside my race.
Yeah?
Yeah.
White, black, Indian?
She's quite a...
She's quite a mix.
A concoction, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's half Polish, half Xhosa, half Chinese, half Guyanese. I don't know what we call that.
Fana, alim Xhosa.
Gimutomozo!
I got mucus. I was cool with you know, you came kind of like, half Polish. I was waiting for half. And then you said half course. I was like, all right. It was interesting.
Wait till the moon.
If you can speak the language, wait till the moon, right?
Then I guess I'm not dating outside.
All right. Yeah. So no, but you are.
Yeah.
You are, because your in-laws are what? Polish?
Well, no, we're not married, but...
You got a kid, right?
Yeah, we got a kid too.
Yeah, so you're married. What's fun? What's fun? You're married for life. Once you have a kid, you're married for life.
No, that's true.
Whether you go in front of the altar or whatever happens, you know, you've got something that will bind you for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
Which is a child.
Yeah.
Your in-laws are what? Polish?
They mixed race as well. You
okay.
Know? Yeah.
I'll ask this like the Kasi way.
Yeah.
Ratsola Hawking. Kilkhua. Are they white?
No. Okay. Kile Kalad, ne?
Yeah.
Mara.
Lako Poland.
His mom is Polish.
Oh.
And his dad is Tosa.
Okay, so it's like second generation.
Yeah.
Haha.
Yeah.
So obviously you still see, you know, you go to Poland for,
no,
for I, family I'm, gathering.
I'm sure they go. I have not been.
Or they don't come this side for like... You know, we got these
the Polish way.
Yeah, Polish way. You know, we're gonna slaughter a cow for the Polish people. They come. You've never heard that.
No.
Okay, because I was gonna ask you, Robert. What is the reaction that you get?
I mean, previously I've dated a white lady.
Yeah,
and she was very much anti-establishment and an outcast in her own family.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and. so it was, we were both rebels, you know, we were very young and she didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, F you, dad, F you, mom, you know. I admired her courage.
Mm-hmm.
But what we realized, I mean, we did a trip once to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And geez, the looks. I mean,
the looks. That's what I'm talking. Yeah, the reaction.
The reaction, you know.
Yeah.
And she was white. And then my lady now, mm-hmm. she looks colored.
Yeah, colored
so,
white.
Yeah, the assumption when you were in Cape Town is that she's colored. And
even
there as well, the looks are like, what are you doing with a black guy?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
So I find those quite interesting. They don't deter me or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I find it quite interesting that society has not actually accepted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the comments, what's the worst comment you've ever got?
The worst was straight up in Cape Town. Yeah. We were buying sneakers and it was like, what are you doing with a black guy?
What?
You know? And I was about to pay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the cashier.
Who says, what are you doing with...
Yeah, asking us. She's asked in Afrikaans, you know. So, I mean, I refuse to speak Afrikaans, but I can hear it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I thought, is this worth a fight?
No, it's not.
You know, I was just like, yo, look, give us our shoes.
Yeah, it's like someone using the K word.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, are you still there?
Exactly.
Like, we've gone past this. Are you still there, Wayne?
Yeah. I mean, I always posted on social media that if you're racist, I don't consider you as human. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it racist if you, like, you know, if that thing stands out?
Is it racist if it stands out?
Yeah, as a person, if Naki Kahiso and I see a couple and I can tell, oh, they're a couple and it's black and white.
Yeah.
If it stands out, does that make me racist?
No. We've got what we used to. Remember, we're from a segregated society.
Yeah.
And the same things we're used to. I mean, the first time I saw a white person, I mean...
Yeah.
I was like, yo! You know, exactly.
Now, the first time I saw a white person, they had a police dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, when we're in Bali, I had a few people taking photos of me, you know? So for them, it was the first time seeing a black guy.
Yeah.
And that kind of hair, they wanted to see, like, how does his hair work?
Look nice.
You look nice.
Handsome boy.
Big cock.
Bangkok. Hello. You want phone sex?
So you can't blame someone. You're a product. No, there's this thing in Bali. I have to say this. When you go to the flea market, there's like these openers made out of like it's a wooden penis.
Yeah.
And
cock.
A cock. Yeah. So I'm walking around and I'm like,
what's going on?
What the hell is going on? Yeah. What's this obsession?
And everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
Because this is wooden. And there's a black man. And they're like, you look like this?
So I stopped at one of them. I was like, what is this thing about these penis
cock. Yeah.
openers. It was like, yeah. Ah,
Africa and big cock. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that today.
Africa, big cock. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're a product of our environment. So if you haven't seen something, it will come as a shock the first time you see it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's an excuse anymore, especially if you're in urban areas like Johannesburg and so on.
Yeah. Obviously, when you're in Europe, it's just something that's normal.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when it came out that, you know, obviously, you know, I'm paying Lobola and it came out in the news.
When you think I'm like,
you know... Me and you were the same.
Yeah.
But now it's first generation, you know. Okay. I married a Portuguese girl.
Yeah.
Whose, you know, mom is Swati, but the dad is white Portuguese,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I had people calling me, you know, you get like comments, you know, and stuff like that. For me, my question is what makes you think creates these kind of comments?
Yeah, bu nistatela matot.
Yeah, nistatela matot, yeah.
Yo, you know, I think it goes back to the society we come from.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to be a little bit controversial, but there's stereotypes. The same way as there's stereotypes around DJs, there's stereotypes around women of different colors.
Yeah.
You know, like black women are like this, white women are like
that,
this,
yeah.
Colored women are like this. And I remember a friend of mine saying that, look, I'm tired of black women. I'm going to try a white woman,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I asked him why. And he said something like, they're more supportive. I was like, but apparently they're crazy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all basing this on stereotypes. It's not the truth, you know? And you only find out the truth once you're in a relationship, you know? So I can't say, I think it's fair game. Date whoever you want to date.
I want to know, because I think it goes deeper than that.
Yeah.
Actually, ladies, send us your voice notes. You know, we want to know, what is the beef?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like you've lost, you know, somebody, or you've lost, because in Nakwala, then you're out, you know, how can you leave us and then you go and you date someone else?
Yeah.
But now, you know, while people are sending their voice notes, I want to know. For instance, you know, the things that you had to go through while you were dating a white woman.
Well, yeah,
right.
White, yeah.
Like the culture clashes.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you went through?
Being in a family gathering and I am just the friend.
Yeah.
And I had to play that part. So I had to hold back on, hey, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we were very fun. So I just... Grab ass,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
So I really had to hold myself. Also, sitting in conversations where people are just speaking freely about race, and having to hold myself, most of the time I really wanted to say, guys, yo, what is this?
Yeah, you know?
But yeah, being in a situation where I am something that I'm not, I'm not the boyfriend. I'm a friend.
Yeah,
from high school, we're very close, and.
And when you talk about this high school thing, were you a friend because she was scared to tell her parents?
She was scared for me, you know, because his uncle... He's like, I've got this other uncle, he just hates black people.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he will do. Is it worth it for you to come out and fight this thing right now? Maybe later on when we know that we're serious, maybe we can do this thing. But right now we're just playing around, you know.
Yeah.
It's still a fresh relationship. And it didn't last long because, I mean, we're a product of our upbringing at the end of the day.
Yeah,
you know, the same things we think of that we're not aware that they're somewhat prejudiced in one way or another.
Yeah, because it's weird that if you brought a white girl home.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they would be excited at home.
Yeah.
They'd probably bring out those dishes that nobody, you know, uses in the house. And they
she gets served in a tray.
Yeah, served in a tray.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that's the thing, you know. We part of the problem of our previous society was to put a certain race above another.
Yeah,
you know, and that's why we got excited whenever we saw a white person.
Yeah,
but it's very important to undo that because everyone is equal. We're all humans, so I should not get a better treatment because I'm black in a white environment. A white person shouldn't get better treatment because they're white in environment.
Because I remember when I started going to white school, I dated a white girl, and I was kicked out of a party. you know, because obviously I was black.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about some of the funny things. I mean, like culture clash. I know with a black girl, you know, with a white girl, you can caress and put your fingers through
the culture clash.
Yeah. Marataki. Yeah.
So imagine.
This took 2 hours, 3 hours. Yeah.
So imagine you coming home Friday after university and, you know, you're coming in, I'm going to change, get in the shower, change, and then we're going out. You know? So you walk in and Kontlung, my lady, has cooked some tripe.
You know?
So I was like, why does it smell like shit in here?
Yeah.
So when you end up explaining that it's because tribe, it is like shit.
It is shit. Yeah. Because it is. Yeah. Tribe is
it's,
I mean,
shit.
It's intestines, right? Yeah.
Well, the flavor of tribe is,
it's shit.
Yeah. So that was one of those.
But that shit is nice. That shit is nice for pop, right?
Oh, man.
We can say shit again.
You can shit again.
This is Cliff Central. Yeah. So that's some of the culture shock.
Yeah.
I mean, doing it on the table. I mean, you know.
Is that culturally?
But I'm just saying, I mean.
Is it wrong culturally?
Look, I know that how koropa, right?
Yeah.
Let's say with white people.
Yeah.
Right? If you're in the kitchen, something spills, they'll just wipe it.
Yeah.
Kafatuk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, with black people, you have to go and get scropla.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, table.
I've seen a kid's butt get washed in the sink.
Yeah.
So they changed him. He took a crap.
Yeah.
And then they wiped, and then took him to the sink, just ran water. And I was like, guys, do you wash dishes in there?
I mean, this is not about black people anymore. You know, this is just unhygienic. Ahuna culture, ahuna, it's unhygienic. Let's not. But I'm talking about the ways that we get intimate as black, as same race, compared to when you mix race.
I think foreplay was not a normal thing amongst the black community.
Yeah.
I think it's we could say it's almost, what, 30 to 40 years old. So I think that's... I do stand corrected, but if someone can correct me, I don't think foreplay is older than 40 years in the black
community. You know what I heard the other day? Where this woman, this black woman, obviously, time a little, mama, we are as lento. And she was like, yeah, bobab. And the time a little, we are as seven zaganjani. So she went down on her knees.
Yeah.
She grabbed this thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, Ntanda ukonzela uma. No baba. Ngiba konzela ba. KZN. Ngiyabonga. Drop the mic. So it wasn't meant for us.
It wasn't
meant for us.
No.
But then obviously with white women, they're more free, right?
More free. Well, today I think it's fair game. It's all equal, but they're more explorative.
Then.
I mean, you know, there's different parts, in a human's body.
Yeah.
And then around,
and they explore all the parts.
Yeah, and around the nether region.
Yeah,
there's two.
Wait, let's not go into this. You see, your hand gestures are just saying
exactly.
It. Yeah.
So that's why I was being careful. So the other one is not, it's not something that's normal to us.
Look, we can say, Yuri, even talking about this role play thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know sometimes, I mean, with our sisters, even though they do it because now we kind of open to it, but it's not something that we have mastered yet. You can see the uncomfortability in it.
Where you've been hanging out?
Where have you been hanging out?
Look, I mean, I won't lie. I mean, I'm not taking away from our black sisters.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's 40 years old. I think we've been in this game for a little over 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
But it's they're more fun, you know. The role playing part. I've had some interesting, you know, experiences.
Yeah.
But role playing is
is interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
What would you do if her family doesn't accept you and you read into this person?
That is entirely up to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you fight for what you want.
Yeah.
You know, family is not only blood, but it's loyalty as well.
Yeah.
You know, and if your family does not is not happy for what you want, mm-hmm. then I don't know. You know, I would certainly, if I was in her shoes,
yeah.
you know, I would say, look, this is what I want, and there's nothing else you can do about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if she decides, no, I'm dropping you, I'm looking at family, you got to respect that as well, yeah.
And do you go out of your way to try and make family understand, or your people understand, or yeah. learn something?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, in my family, for instance, predominantly we speak Tswana.
Yeah.
And you know, you kind of say, look.
Yeah.
Sister is here, you know.
Yeah.
Medium of language, you yeah. know, maybe let's be a little bit more accommodating.
Yeah.
I think that's as far as I go. No, Shem, no, she goes in.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she goes in. That's what I like about her, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't try too hard. She just says, oh, okay, where can I help?
Yeah, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. No, there's no issues in that regard.
Yeah. But obviously maybe language. Nyana.
Language, I think that's the only barrier. She speaks and understands Zulu very well.
Yeah.
But Tswana,
it becomes a bit, but at least she speaks an African language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, now I see with my wife, she speaks, I mean, Tswana, Zulu, Xhosa fluently,
exactly.
you know, Swati, read and write, you know, which makes things much easier.
Yeah. Much easier.
We've been hanging out with the music and we've been talking about dating outside your culture.
Yeah.
And it was nice having you, my man.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah, time runs out, you know, when you're just chilling with the boys and we're having this conversation.
Talking crap.
Yeah. What are you up to lately?
Obrigado is in recess. It's a summer brand, so mm-hmm. we'll be back in September.
Yeah.
We're now focusing on our band, Rebirth of Cool, that features Thandi Ntuli, Benjamin Jefta, Siphelele Mazibuko.
Yeah.
And then we've got What's Wrong with Grooving, which is like an anti-establishment movement. We play funk, soul. Think James Brown.
Yeah. I feel it.
Yeah. But yeah, currently there's that. My show on Kai FM.
Yeah.
And I've just recently, I've got a 2-year-old tech company that's actually starting to gain traction now. So, yeah.
You're busy.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Amongst gigs. I mean, there's Back to the City. There's, you know, there's a Botswana gig. We're going back to Brazil in November as well.
Can I come?
Yeah. I think you want to come. Yeah, City.
Yeah. Let's do Brazil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do we catch you on social media?
Social media, I am The Music, THA_MUZK on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Great.
We've been hanging out with the music and HO. Yeah, man. He's pushing his stuff. And I hope that we learned something today from today's show. You know, that let's be more accommodating.
Yeah.
Let's not put barriers and boundaries where they shouldn't be.
You are not your race. You're a human.
You're a human before you are your race.
That's correct.
Right? And maybe sometimes race doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Because what matters is love.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Unleashed every Wednesday, Thursday, every Wednesday from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. And you hang out with me, Kastom Dupe. You can catch the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Until we see you next Wednesday or have a chat with you next Wednesday, we out.
This is cliffcentral.com.